Good morning.
大家早上好 ，Hare Krishna.
So, today we will be doing something else.
今天我们来讲点别的。
Today is, of course, the 4th of June.
今天是6月4日。
So on this particular day is a celebration related to Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
今天这个日子是跟庆祝主 Nityananda Prabhu 有关的日子。
Nityananda Prabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami.
跟 Nityananda Prabhu 和 Raghunath Das Goswami 相关。
So I thought today we will share that pastime.
我想今天我们就分享这个小时光。
I am not sure how familiar you are with this pastime.
我不知道你们对这个小时光熟悉的程度。
As I know, this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is not translated into Chinese.
据我所知，在《永恒的柴特涅经》这部书中，跟这一段消失光相关的内容还并未翻译成中文。
Some of the earlier volumes were translated, but the later volumes were not. So this particular pastime is in the later volumes.
永恒的柴特涅经的前半部分有一些已经译成了中文。但后半部分还未译成英文，中文 ，sorry。
So anyway, so I thought today it would be nice to share this particular pastime.
所以我觉得今天在今天这个日子，我们逍遥分享这个逍遥时光是非常合时宜的。
So we won't discuss the Krishna Lila pastime. We will continue that next week.
今天就不分享 Krishna 的消时光，而是在下周放在下周分享。
So let's begin our prayers, and then we shall continue.
我们还是先来祈祷，然后开始正课。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Kamakrishna Goswami UpinamiNama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Achatya DeshatarineOmajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Adatamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri RupamSagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Kamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Sadadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Vancha kaupata rubyascha Vipasindrusya evacha Patitanam avanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So this celebrationis known as the Pani Hati Chida Tahi Utsava。
今天这个日子叫 Panihati Chita Tahi Utsava。
So Panihati is the name of a village near Calcutta.
Panihati 是在加尔各答附近的一个村庄。
Maybe it's between, somewhere between Calcutta and Mayapur, but a different direction, not the regular. When we take the bus from Calcutta to Mayapur, not that route, it's another route.
是介于加尔各答马普中间之间的一个村庄，但是不是在就是一般的普通的那种方向的道路，而是在另外一条道路上。
It's another direction, but it's basically, yeah, in between.
是在另外一个方向上，但是基本上是在中间的地方。
And so it's the name of a village. This is where this pastime took place.
这是这个村庄的名字。这个消时光就发生在这个村庄。
We all know, just like we have Vrindavan, is a village within, you know, the larger Brajamandala area.
众所周知，嗯，达文也是一个村庄，它是处于 Brajamandala 这个大区域当中。
So Brajamandala is a much bigger area, and then Vrindavan is one village there.
Brajamandala 是一块很大的区域，其中有一个村庄就叫做 Vrindavan。
So there's also,like we have Braja Mandala, we also have Gora Mandala.
正如有 Braja Mandala, 同样也有 Gora Mandala.
The whole Braja Mandala, as we know, is holy.
我们知道整个 Braja Mandala 都是神圣的。
Some of you may have gone on the Brajamandala Parikrama.
你们有些人曾经参加过 Brajamandala Parikram, 绕拜 Brajamandala.
So the larger Brajamandala area comprises the 12 forests of Vrindavan.
有更大的 Brajamandala 区域由12座森林组成。
And among all those forests,
在所有这十二座森林当中
，Vrindavan Forest is the biggest.
Vrindavan 森林是最大的一座森林。
The Vrindavan Forest is among the 12 forests, and it's the largest forest.
Vrindavan 森林是十二座森林当中最大的一座森林。
Govardhan Hill and Radhakund, that's all included in the Vrindavan forest. Govardhan Hill, Radhakund is all included in the Vrindavan forest.
Govardhan 山和 Radhakund 都位于 Vrindavan 森林。
So,In a similar way, we have what is called Gora Mandala.
同样，我们也有 Gora Mandala.
And Navadvip, the nine islands, including Mayapur, they are all included in Gora Mandala.
而 Navadvip, 包括 Mayapur 在内的 Navadvip, 都位于 Gora Mandala 区域当中。
But Gora Mandala is more than the nine islands. It's larger than the nine islands.
然而 Gora Mandala 比九座岛更加大。
but it's the larger, just like Brajamandala is the larger area of Krishna's pastimes. So Gauramandala is the larger area of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, not just Navadvip or Mayapur.
正如 Brajamandala 这个更大的区域是主 Krishna 闪耀时光的场所，同样，Gauramandala 是主 Chaitanya 那巴布闪耀时光的场所。
So Panihati is in this Gauramandala area.
Panihati 就是位于 Gauramandala 区域之内。
So it's the larger area where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed most of his pastimes in when he was before he took sannyas.
在主 Chaitanya 当托钵僧之前，就 Gauramandala 这个大区域，主 Chaitanya 大部分消时光都是在这个大区域当中发生的。
And just like Brajamandala, the whole Gauramandala is considered to be the holy dham.
正像 Brajamandala, Gauramandala 也被视为是一个圣地。
So when you do, in Mayapur, they only do Navadvip Mandala Parikrama. They only do the nine islands and it takes about 7 days.
在马普尔，他们只从事 Navadvip Parikrama 绕拜九岛，大概需要七天时间。
But Gauramandala is much bigger.
但是 Gauramandala 是更大的一个区域。
But I'm not aware of ISKCON Mayapur organizing a Gauramandala Parikrama.
但是我还不太清楚，我并没有，我不知道，就是 ISKCON 他没有就是组织一个 Gauramandala Parikrama。
In Vrindavan, they arranged a Brajamandala Parikrama, and that takes in 1 month.
在 Vrindavan 组织的是为期一个月的 Brajamandala Parikrama。
But I don't think anyone has organized a Gauramandala Parikrama.
但是我认为还没有人组织 Gauramandala Parikrama.
So it would also probably take 1 month or maybe even longer.
很可能要花一个月的时间才能绕完，也许还超过一个月。
So anyway, that's the larger area.Where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes.
所以这个更大的区域就是主 Chaitanya 上演逍遥时光之地。
Oh, here I just found. Gauramandala is about 270 kilometers in area.
我发现了，这里写到 Gauramandala 是270平方公里的地方。
And Navadvip, the nine islands, is in the middle of this Gauramandala.
Navadvip 九岛在 Gauramandala 的中央。
It's like Brajamandala, and then Vrindavan village is in the center. Something similar to that.
正像 Vrindavan 是在 Brajamandala 的中央区域，同样，九岛 Navadvip 也在 Gauramandala 的中央。
So, anyway, Panihati is not included in the Navadvip area, but it's included in the Gauramandala area.
那么今天要讲的 Panihati， 它不是在 Navadvip 区域，而是处于 Gauramandala 区域当中。
So, anyway, this is where the village where this pastime took place.
所以就是在这个村庄，发生了这个消时光。
Then we have Chida. You see the word Chida there?
Yes. 那我们看到这里有一个词叫 Chida。
Sometimes it's pronounced as Chira also.
有时候它的发音是 Chira。
So this is, for those of you who have been to India or Mayapur, you would have had this flat rice.
您去过印度或者是去过马普的人知道在那里呢有这种扁米扁平米
So they boil the rice in the husk
Husk、
That's the skin of the rice The outside、You know that's we call that the husk
They boil the rice in the husk.
So they don't take out the skin, then they boil the rice still with the covering.
他们会连同这个稻谷的稻皮一起来煮这个米饭大米。
And then they make it flat.
然后呢，把它压扁。
And then they dry it.
把它晾干。
And then they take out the husk.
之后才把这个稻壳拿走脱稻壳
And then you soak it in the water with for 1 minute and then it expands and it becomes soft
之后把它浸在水中一分钟之内呢它就变软了
So especially in Bengal it's quite common breakfast food Again if you have been to MayapurOften time for breakfast prasadam, they will have this flat rice.
在孟加拉，他们会把这种扁米当做早餐。在马普也一样，他们会提供这种扁米的早餐。
In other parts of India, it's not so prominent.
但在印度其他区域呢，这种早餐并不是很流行。
Just in Bengal and Orissa.
只是在孟加拉和奥瑞萨区域，这种早餐很盛行。
Sometimes there's different ways to prepare it, but anyway, it's a breakfast item.
有不同的烹煮方式，但是它就是被人们当做早餐。
Then of course we have dahi. Dahi means yogurt. It's one knife.
除了这扁米之外呢，早餐有时候提供。Dahi 就是酸奶
And Utsava means festival
Utsava 意思是节日
So that's the name of this pastime Pani Hati Chida Dahi Utsava
这个就是这个消时光的名字 Pani Hati Chida Dahi Utsava
The festival of flat rice That's the actual meaningThe festival of flat rice and yogurt.
字面意思翻译过来就是扁米和酸奶的节日。
So what does Utsava mean? Yeah, you can learn a few words today.
那 Utsava 是什么意思呢？今天我们可以学一些单词了。
So Utsava, it has two parts. Ut.Plus, Sava.
它是由Utsava 是由两部分组成的。
Ut
和 Sava.
Just like we have the word Uttama.
就像有 Uttama 这词。
That's another word, Uttama. So, what does Ut mean?
Ut 什么意思？
Ut means, it has different meanings. It means to remove or to go above.
它有不同的含义，比如说移除或者是超越。
Like Uttama. Tama means ignorance, as we know.
我们知道 Tama 的是无知、愚昧。
不是愚昧，不是无知，愚昧。
愚昧不是无知是愚昧
mode of ignorance
愚昧属性
and ut means right, to rise above
ut 意思是超越
So Utsava, it has ut, the same ut, it has the same meaning.
Ut 意思是一样的。
And Sava, in this context, it means unhappiness.
Sava 在这里的意思是不快乐。
Sorrow.
郁闷。
So, Utsava means to rise above, to remove, or to transcend sorrow.
Utsava, 这合在一起的意思就是移除 不快乐。超越不快乐。
So the purpose of a festival, the purpose of a utsava, is of course to glorify the Lord or His devotees or the pastime.
Utsava 节日，目的是荣耀主，主的奉献者，消时光。
But it's also the performance of the festival.The result is that we rise above our sorrow.
因此，庆祝节日就能超越我们的闷闷不乐。
So through glorification of the Lord, His devotees, or a particular...Past time, we remove our happiness.
荣耀主，荣耀主的奉献者和主的消时光，就能移除我们的闷闷不乐。
So that's what utsava means. Utsava.
Utsava 的含义就在于此。
So.That's what Pani Hati Chidara Dahi Utsava. That's what we will speak about today.
这就是我们今天要讲的这个扁米酸奶的消时光。
So this pastime specifically is...about Raghunath Das Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu.
这个消时光是 Raghunath Das Goswami 和 Nityananda Prabhu 之间上演的。
Raghunath Das Goswami, as you probably know, he is, of course, one of the six Goswamis.
你们知道 Raghunath Das Goswami 是六 Goswami 之一。
And among all of the six Goswamis, he got the most association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在六 Goswami 中间，他和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的联谊时间最长。
He resided in Jagannath Puri when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for.As I remember, about 12 or so years.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 居住在 Jagannath Puri 的时候 Raghunath Das Goswami 和主 Chaitanya 有12年的联谊交往。
In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya had a right hand and a left hand.
主 Chaitanya 在 Jagannath Puri 有左右手助手
and means two devotees and these two devotees would help they were like Lord Chaitanya's right and left hand
有两位奉献者就像主 Chaitanya 的左膀右臂
so their names wereSwarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy.
他们的名字分别是 Svarup Damodar Goswami 和 Ramananda Roy。
They were like his right and left hands.
他们正如主柴丹尼亚的左膀右臂。
We should know who they are because they're very important associates of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. In Mayapur, before he took sannyas, the Lord had other associates who assisted him.
这两位人物是主柴丹尼亚马哈帕布在扎格纳的普瑞协助他向你消时光的人物，而他主柴丹尼亚马哈帕布在马哈普有其他的同游。
Of course, they particularly assisted Lord Chaitanya in experiencing the mood of Srimati Radharani and the Gopis.
他们尤其协助了主柴丹尼亚来体验 Srimati Radharani 和 Gopi 的心态。
I'm just writing all this. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he became like the...He was, Lord Chaitanya put him under the care of Svarup Damodar Goswami.
主 Chaitanya 将 Raghunath Das Goswami 置于 Svarup Damodar Goswami 之下。
When he was in Jagannath Puri.
当他在 Jagannath Puri 的期间。
Rama...And, right. So he spent, and, yeah, so he got a lot of, he had a lot of interaction with Lord Chaitanya, of course, mostly through, Svarup Damodar Goswami.
Raghunath Das Goswami 和主 Chaitanya 有许多的交流，大部分是透过 Svarup Svarup Damodar Goswami 来进行的交流。
And actually, today we are speaking from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, many things that he wrote, he heard from Raghunath Das after Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan after Mahaprabhu's disappearance.
实际上今天呢我们讲的内容是永恒的柴丹尼亚经当中的内容，这部书的作者是 Krishna Das Kavichandra Goswami。 当 Raghunath Das Goswami 在主柴丹尼亚隐居之后就去了文达本，所以这部书的作者就从 Raghunath Das Goswami 那里聆听了 有关于主柴丹尼亚的事迹。
So, after Mahaprabhu passed away, when Raghunath Das went to Jagannath Puri, then he was placed under the care of Svarup Damodar by Lord Chaitanya himself.
当 Raghunath Das Goswami 去 Jagannath Puri 之后，主 Chaitanya 本人就将他交给 Svarup Damodar Goswami 来照料。
It is also said, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the first among the six Goswamis to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
也就是说，在六 Goswami 之中 ，Raghunath Das Goswami 是第一位、首位遇见、亲自见到主 Chaitanya 的 Goswami。
主 Chaitanya 的 Goswami。
主 Chaitanya。
嗯。So he also, Raghunath Das, he also lived in this Gauramandala area. He also lived in that same area.
Raghunath Das Goswami 也是居住在 Gauramandala 区域。
He didn't live in Navadvip. He lived in the Gauramandala area.
他的居住地不是 Navadvip, 而是 Gauramandala 区域。
So we all know, So this pastime is in the last part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in chapter 6, but of course it's not translated into Chinese.
这个逍遥时光是出现在这部书当中的最后一部分，是第六章，还没有翻译成中文。
So we generally know, Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas,
我们一般来说都知道，当初 Chaitanya 当了活佛僧之后 ，sannyas,
he was tricked, by Lord, and after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan.
当主 Chaitanya 妈巴布当弃绝家庭之后，他第一个就想去 Vrindavan， 但是主 Nityananda Prabhu 就欺骗了他。
And instead of going to Vrindavan, they went to Shantipur.
他没有去 Vrindavan， 而是来到了 Shantipur.
Shantipur is also in the Gaura Mandala area.
Shantipur 也位于 Gaura Mandala 地区。
And again, if you have attended the Mayapur festival, during that time there is a festival, another Utsava in Shantipur.
你们参加过马普节日的就知道，在这个过节期间也庆祝了另外一个节日 Utsava.
Yeah. So, Lord, because...Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted to arrange for all the devotees of Mayapur to go to Shantipur to meet Lord Chaitanya before he leaves.
主 Nityananda 希望安排在主 Chaitanya 离开之前 Mayapur 所有的奉献者都能够去 Shantipur 能见他。
So at this time, because Raghunath Das, he...lived basically in the same area. He didn't live in Shantipur, but he lived in this Gaura Mandala area, not so far away.
Raghunath Das Goswami, he 并没有居住在 Shantipur, 但是离 Shantipur 不远。
So Raghunath Das heard, Lord Chaitanya is, he had already heard about Lord Chaitanya because Lord Chaitanya, even before taking sannyas,As Nimai Pandit, he was very well known in that area, the Bengal area.
主柴丹的马帕布，他在这个地区孟加拉地区是非常闻名的。他以 Nimai Pandit 而著称，所以 Raghunath Das Goswami 听说过，耳闻过他。
So then he heard Nimai Pandit has taken sannyas and he is now in Shantipur.
So he heard Nimai Pandit has taken sannyas and he is now in Shantipur.
So Raghunath Das ran away from home and went to see Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur.
Raghunath Das Goswami 就跑出了家庭，就去 Shantipur 去见主 Chaitanya。
Of course, at that time he wasn't specifically a Goswami; he was just Raghunath Das.
在那一时刻呢，他还不是一位 Goswami， 他是 Raghunath Das。
And he was still young. I think he before 20.
他年纪大约是20岁，还很年轻。
And he wanted to fully give himself to Lord Chaitanya at that time.
在那一时刻，他就想把自己完全献身给主 Chaitanya.
But at that time, Lord Chaitanya discouraged him.
但那时候，主 Chaitanya 就打消了他的这个念头。
In many words, Lord Chaitanya said, "Now is not the time."
主 Chaitanya 就说了很多的话。告诉他，现在时机还不到。
Return home and just behave as a normal home person.
你回家，当一个正常的居士，有家室的人。
There's no need to rush. No need for you to rush and prematurely, there's no need for you to prematurely renounce everything.
你没必要鲁莽行事，不成熟的来弃绝。
You keep your renunciation internally, not you don't need to exhibit it externally.
你内在的弃绝没必要外在的也表示出弃绝。
So this is a lesson for us also.
因此这对我们来说也上了一课。
Renunciation,we cultivate internally. We don't need to prematurely, you know, try to be a monk or a nun and give up everything and such and such.
我们需要培养内在的气绝，而无需提前就当一个和尚，提前就成为一个尼姑等等。
Like, that's similar, Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. As we know, Arjuna, you know, he wanted to leave home and become a monk and all these things, but the Lord said, no, no, that's not the way to do it.
在佛家梵歌当中呢，Arjuna他也想放弃一切，离开家庭。但是呢，主 Krishna 就告他，你不要这样做。
That's not the way.
这个不是正确的方法。
You cultivate, you perform your duty without being attached to the results.
你履行自己的职责，但是不要依附结果。
And through that, you teach other people how to work with the spiritual consciousness.
你通过你这个行为就教导世人怎样以一种灵性的知觉来行为处事。
To teach example.
给世人树立榜样。
So for most of us, this is also our way forward.
对我们大部分人，这也是一个前进的道路。
We are not, we don't want to run away from the world and hide ourselves.
我们不想逃避世，消极避世。
We need to and want to live in the world, perform our duties, and within we cultivate detachment, not being attached to the results, and through that we set a good example.And encourage people to work in a similar way.
我们要入世，履行自己的职责，但是要弃绝活动的结果，把结果不要依附活动结果，而是给世人树立一个良好的榜样，鼓励世人履行他们各自的职责。
That is the more appropriate way.
这才是更加恰当的行为处事。
Because if we, that's the most, and at the same time, if we prematurely do something, then we will put ourselves into trouble.
如果我们提前就是不成熟的来就做一些事情，会让自己陷入麻烦。
In English,Maybe in Chinese also we have a saying, we can't run before we can walk.
在英文当中有个谚语，可能中文也有，就是说你还不会走，你就先别跑，先学会走路再跑。
So this was more or less what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling Raghunath Das.
这就是如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu多多少少告诉 Raghunath Das 告诉 Raghunath Das 的信息。
Now is not the right time. You go home and perform your duties at home.
现在时间还不成熟，不合时宜。你回家履行你的职责。
So at that time, Raghunath Das was quite young.
那时候 Raghunath Das 还很年轻。
So soon after that.Then he returned
后。
所以在这个不久，他在这之后，他就返回家中。
And he was born in a very wealthy family.
他出生在一个家财万贯的家庭当中。
I mean, his family were billionaires. You know, by the standards of that time, his family were billionaires.
就是按照当时那个时代的标准，他的家庭也是个亿万富翁。
They were very large landlords.
是大地主。
And they paid a tax to the king of Bengal at that time.
向当时的孟加拉国王上税。
So, as per Lord Chaitanya's instructions, Raghunath Das returned home and just he got married, it's described, and he just assisted his family with their work.
所以依照主柴丹娜的姓氏，Raghunath Das就返回家中，然后结了婚，协助他的家族生意。
But because he was Raghunath Das, he really had no, his heart was not there. He was doing it because Lord Chaitanya instructed him to do it, but his heart wasn't really there. His heart was with Lord Chaitanya.
因为他是 Raghunath Das, 所以呢他的心根本就不在 那里面。他虽然在做着这些事情，只是遵守了主柴丹的姓氏而已，他根本就心不在焉，他的心是和主柴丹尼亚在一起的。
But he went through the motions of, you know, doing whatever he was doing.
但是呢，他外在的还是在做着事情。
But his family, particularly his parents, they could see that he was, they could see and feel that his heart was not there.
但是他的家庭，尤其是父母，能够感觉到他的心根本就不在他做的事情上。
Even though he was married to such a beautiful young lady, and he was, the family was so wealthy, and they could, he was doing his duties, but they could see he just, his heart was not there. They could all experience and see this.
虽然他已经结了婚，他娶了这么貌美如花的一个年轻的姑娘，但是而且他的家族这么富裕，但是呢，他虽然在履行着自己的职责，可是他根本就心不在焉。他的父母也能够体会出来。
So they, of course, they became very concerned.
当然了，他们就变得非常的焦虑和关注。
They became very concerned. Maybe he'll run away from home. Maybe he'll become a monk.
他们非常担心，也许他会离家出逃，成为一名和尚。
Like sometimes, like in China, you, I think many of you experience, you know, when you become a vegetarian.When you first come to Krishna consciousness and you become, you know, all the family, they tend to be very worried.
在中国你们可能也会有这种体验，当你们成为一名素食者，然后呢也开始了 Krishna 知觉，这时候全家都担心起来。
So, but even at this time, it's the same.
所以这一次的也是一样。
So we shouldn't be surprised.
所以我们不要感到惊讶。
Even at the time of Raghunath Das, you know, more than 500 years ago, his family were worried.
即便是500年前，甚至 Raghunath Das, 他的家，父母，他的全家也为他感到担心。
And they were Vaishnavas. They were devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
而且他们是都家族成员都是 Vaishnava， 是主 Chaitanya 的奉献者。
Of course, they were not pure Vaishnavas of Lord Chaitanya. They were not, but they were Vaishnavas. But they were afraid, worried that Raghunath Das would leave and leave home and become a monk and what would happen to his health and all of these things.
当然了，他的家庭成员不是纯粹的 Vaishnava， 因此他们就担心害怕 Raghunath Das。会不会离家出走，成为一个和尚？那他以后他的健康怎么办呢？
So we shouldn't be surprised, you know, when our families express concern. It's very typical, even in India, even at, you know, almost more than 500 years ago.
所以呢，当家庭对我们表示出关注的时候，这个没什么好奇怪的，这是很典型的，即便500年前的印度也是如此。
And another very famous example in this regard is Narottama.
在这方面还有另外一个著名的例子，就是 Narottama Das。
He was the next generation after Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
在主 Chaitanya 及其同游之后，他是他们的下一代奉献者。
He also was born in a very well-to-do family. His father was a local king for one local area.
他也出生在一个富有的家庭，他的父亲是当地的国王。
But very much like Raghunath Das, he just had no interest. He only wished to hear about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and the Six Goswamis. The family could see he's a detached person, and they also were very worried.
他也是根本就对家庭没什么兴趣，他的兴趣就是在聆听主柴丹尼亚，聆听主尼提安南的六勾苏阿米的事迹。他对家庭并不感兴趣，所以家庭呢对他感到非常的担心。因为他根本不依恋家庭。
So we shouldn't be surprised.
所以我们也没有什么好惊讶的了。
And, you know, if you are in that situation yourself, or in the future, if you know other devotees who will be in that situation, we can be sensitive to that concern.
如果你们自己是处在这种境况，或者将来也有别的奉献者处于同样的境况，那我们就对他们这种家庭成员表示出的这种担心应该敏感。
You can be sensitive and understanding, of course. Whether we accept or not, that's another matter. But at least we can be understanding and sympathetic. We can be sympathetic.
我们应该能够理解懂他们的心，当然我们是否接受他们的这种情绪，接受他们这是一码事，但至少我们要同情他们。
So Raghunath Das's parents, they were very concerned.
Raghunath Das 的父母就非常的担心。
So, because they were worried he would run away and go and be with Chaitanya and become a monk, so they kept guards around him to watch him so he wouldn't run away.
因为他的家人担心他逃跑，和主 Chaitanya 待在一起，变成一个和尚，因此就在他四周呢，就安设警卫。卫兵来看住他，以免他逃跑。
So in this way, Raghunath Das continued his activities with his family.
就这样 ，Raghunath Das 和他的家庭就一直继续保持着活动。
But then, at a certain point, he decided.I'm going to leave home.
然而就到了某一个时间点，他决定我要离家。
And he made many efforts to leave home.
而且是想方设法的要逃离家。
But the guards would always bring him back.
但是警卫总是想方设法再把他拉回来。
They would always, when they saw he was absent, because, you know, at that time, everything was walking, so you couldn't go very far very quickly.
因为当时呢，人们都是步行，所以不可能走得跑得特别快。所以每次他不在的时候，他们就会知道。
So his parents became more and more, with more and more anxiety.
他的父母就变得越来越担心了。
And they began to tie him up.
以至于最后把他给捆了起来。
Or lock him in the room or something like this.
或者是关在房间里等等。
But they began to realize if his beautiful wife and the wealth of the family cannot tie him down, then how will these ropes tie him down?
但是他们终于意识到了，如果他美貌的妻子和万贯的家财都不能把他绑住，绑在家庭当中，他们又怎么能用绳子捆住他呢？
So they felt kind of hopeless.
他们就觉得有一点点绝望了。
So at this time, Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was residing in Jagannath Puri.
在这个时刻，在这期间，朱查丹尼亚居住在 Jagannath Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya had instructed Nityananda Prabhu to return to Bengal and to preach.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就训示 Nityananda Prabhu 回孟加拉去传教。
Initially, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was spending time in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya.
一开始，主 Nityananda Prabhu是在 Jagannath Puri 和主 Chaitanya 待在一起。
But then after a little time, after a little bit of time, Lord Chaitanya instructed Nityananda Prabhu to return to Bengal and to preach the Sankirtan movement.
但是很快主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就训示主 Nityananda 回孟加拉去传播其颂圣名运动 Sankirtan.
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was residing in Jagannath Puri.
Nityananda Prabhu 就居住在 Jagannath Puri.
What?
Yeah, you said Nityananda Prabhu reside in Jagannath Puri?
No, but that was a mistake. You should have known that was a mistake.
Yes, but I'm translating...
I know, but you can correct me if I make a mistake.
But I don't know what exactly you want to express.
Yeah, so that was my mistake. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu was residing in Bengal, in that and going here and there with his associates and spreading the Sankirtan movement.
更正一下，就是主 Nityananda Prabhu 他现在呢他回到了孟加拉，就和自己的同游们一起呢，就到处传扬其颂圣名运动 Sankirtan 运动。
So he was at this time he was in this Panihati village.
现在呢，他们来到了 Panihati 村。
Which again is not it's in the Gauramandala area.
Panihati 村呢，就在整个 Gauramandala 区域之内。
So it's not, it wasn't very far, really, from where Raghunath Das was staying.
离 Raghunath Das, 的家根本就不远，很近。
So, Raghunath Das heard, oh, Lord Nityananda is there with his associates, so he went.
So, Raghunath Das 就听说了耳闻了，就尼天南的和他的同游就在附近，所以他就去了。
So, it describes that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and of course, if any of you have been to Panihati, you know that the Ganga Devi,She runs through Panihati also.
你们可能有的人知道，恒河也穿越了 Panihati 村。
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was sitting on the bank of the Ganga, surrounded by the devotees.
主尼提亚南的 Prabhu 就在众多奉献者的环绕之下呢，就坐在了恒河岸边。
Sitting under a tree on the bank of the Ganga.
在恒河岸边的一棵大树下坐了下来。
So when Raghunath Das came to see the Lord, this is what he was doing at that time.
当 Raghunath Das 就前来见主的时候，当时就是这个情景。
So Raghunath Das, he offered his obeisances from a distant place.
Raghunath Das 就远远的就向他顶拜。
Maybe he felt a bit embarrassed or just his genuine humility. He didn't feel that he should come too close.
也许是由于觉得有一点窘迫，或者是出于谦卑，他没有走近。
But anyway, someone pointed out, oh, look, there's Raghunath Das, he's paying obeisances.
但是有的人就指出来了，Raghunath Das 在那里呢，他正在向您顶拜。
So then, Lord Nityananda called him.
主尼提亚南的就把他呼唤到近前。
To come close.
让他走近。
And said,
他说,
You are a thief.
你是贼。
Right, because a thief, why did Lord Nityananda say that?
为什么主尼提亚南的要称呼他为一个贼呢?
Because A thief is embarrassed to come close, right? Because they feel guilty that they stole something.
因为这个窃贼，因为他们偷了东西，所以他们就不好意思，觉得很尴尬，走近别人。
Of course, Raghunath Das didn't steal anything, but because he was staying at a distance,Lord Nityananda said, Oh, you're a thief, just like a thief.
当然了 Raghunath Das 呢他没有偷窃，但是因为他离得远远的，所以主尼提亚南的就说，你就像一个小偷。
And the Lord brought him close.
主就把他就让他走到近前。
And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu put his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head.
Nityananda Prabhu 把他的莲花足就放到了 Raghunath Das 的头上。
He said, "Because you are a thief, I will punish you."
他说，因为你是一个贼。我要惩罚你。
And this was the punishment, putting his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head.
他对于他的惩罚就是把他的莲花足放在 Raghunath Das 的头。
Punishment.
是一个绝妙的惩罚。
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Of course, we all know he is Lord Balaram. That's his other form.
我们知道主尼加南的普拉布，他另外一个形象是主巴拉兰。
And of course, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
主尼加南的普拉布当然也是至尊性格神手了。
And Lord Balaram, in Krishna's Leela, in Vrindavan, Lord Balaram is the head of all the cowherd boys. He's the chief cowherd boy.
在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中，主 Balaram 是所有牧牛童的首领。
And he's Krishna's elder brother.
也是 Krishna 的哥哥。
But all the cowherd boys, they see him as their leader.
所有的牧牛童都把主巴拉拉玛当作他们当中的首领。
So when he comes as Lord Nityananda, then he is in the mood of a boy.
他以主尼提亚南达的身份降临的时候，他的心态就是一个小男孩的心态。
Like a cowherd boy.
一个牧牛童的心态。
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in a different mood. He was in a much more serious mood.
主 Chaitanya 是一个截然不同的心态，是一个非常严肃的心态。
As we know, he came to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, especially the mood of separation.
众所周知，他是前来体验 Srimati Radharani Gopi 们的分离的心态。
So his mood was different. Lord Chaitanya's mood was a bit more not serious, but it was a different mood. It was the mood of the Gopis, especially the mood of their feelings of separation.
所以主 Chaitanya 的心态呢，就跟主尼提南的普拉布心态不一样，并不是那种非常严肃的那种心态，但是一种勾皮们与 Krishna 的分离的心态。
Especially, of course, during the day, the Lord would interact with his devotees in a normal way, but in the evenings, then these feelings would become more and more strong.
在白天的时候呢，主柴丹尼亚和奉献者是有着正常的交往，但是当夜晚降临的时候，他的情感就变得愈发的强烈。
And it was again Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy who would mostly or only they would assist him during this time.
Swarup Damodar Goswami 和 Ramananda Roy 就只有这两个人就在这个夜晚会协助主 Chaitanya。
But Lord Nityananda Prabhu was a different nature. He was a cowherd boy nature.
但是主 Nityananda Prabhu 他的本性是另外一种本性，是一个牧牛童的天性。
So he was always joking around and very funny and very light-hearted and so on.
他就是非常的开心、滑稽，也非常轻松。
Many pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, if you read them, you might know there is the book Nityananda Charitamrita.
您可能会读到他的很多小时光，有一本书呢是尼加南的 Charitamrita，
which is a collection. It's just a collection of Lord Nityananda's pastimes from Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places.
这本书呢是 Chaitanya Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita书籍当中和其他书籍当中的所有关于主尼提亚南达逍遥时光的一种合集。
So, as I know, if you don't have the book, I encourage you to buy a copy. As I know, it's still available
我鼓励你们，就是如果没有的话，就买一本。就据我所知呢，现在还有现存的。
And as you will see, if you don't have it, if you have it, you would have already read. Lord Nityananda Prabhu always very light-hearted, very happy and joking and this and that.
你们就是如果就是你们有了之后呢，你们就能读到。如艰难的是非常的轻松愉快，什么是开着玩笑。
And most of his intimate associates, they are the cowherd boys from Krishna Leela.
他的大部分同友都是 Krishna
亲密的同友。
他的亲密的同友，他的亲密的同友是 Krishna Leela 当中的牧牛童。
And for Lord Chaitanya's most intimate associates, normally they are different gopis.
对于主 Chaitanya, 他的亲密同游是主要是 gopi.
So anyway, he told Raghunath Das.
所以他就对 Raghunath Das, 他就告诉 Raghunath Das.
After putting his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head,
当他把莲花足放在 Raghunath Das 头顶的时候，
You are just like a thief. Why you are staying so far away?
你就像个小偷，为什么你要站得远远的呢？
So I will punish you.
我要惩罚你。
I want you to make a festival and feed all of my associates, all the devotees, yogurt andchip rice or flat rice.
我要你做过庆祝一个节日，在节日上呢，给我的同游和所有的奉献者们提供扁米和酸奶。
Oh, of course, Raghunath Das was very happy to hear this punishment.
Raghunath Das 听到这一惩罚，感到异常的高兴。
And Raghunath Das is from a wealthy family.
他的家庭非常富有。
So he had many, you know, assistants and other such things.
他有许多的助手等等。
So he sent his men to the different villages to buy this flat rice, yogurt, milk, sugar, bananas, and different kinds of sweets.
他就派人到各个村庄去购买扁米、酸奶、牛奶、甜品、香蕉、甜品之类的。
And as we all know, when someone knows there will be a feast, everybody will come.
我们都很知道这一点。当人们听说有节日的时候，都会蜂拥而来。
Anywhere, any temple.When people hear that, even maybe you don't see them for a long, long time, but somehow they find out there's a feast and they will come.
即便是在庙中，就是有的人他们很久都没有去庙里了，但是一听说庙里有大餐，就会出现了。
So in the same way, the word spread very quickly. Oh, there's going to be free food. There's going to be a feast, and everybody began to come.
所以消息传得非常快，当人们听说有个免费大餐，有一个节日，那大家都出来了。
So Raghunath Das saw more and more people were coming, so he sent his assistants to villages to buy more and more of all of these items.
Raghunath Das 看到有越来越多的人前来，他就派他的助手就到村子里去购买更多的原料。
The flat rice, yogurt, milk, bananas, sugar, and different kinds of sweets.
扁米、酸奶、牛奶、甜品、香蕉，就是各种各样的甜品。
And then they began to, and they also bought many clay pots. In Mayapur, you can all see.They have the clay cups and clay pots and things like this.
他们带来很多的瓦罐。你们在马普可以看到有各式各样的 罐子、瓦罐和杯子，泥陶土做的杯子。
So I already shared how they make this flat rice.
我一开始已经分享了他们是怎么做这个扁米是怎么做成的。
As I know, it's not available in mainland China.
就我所知，在大陆还就买不到。
Maybe you can get on Taobao.
也许在淘宝上可以搜一下。
But I don't know if there's a Chinese word even for flat rice.
但是我不知道有没有这个中文呢？
有吗？For the money?
I don't know. I never searched this.
Yeah. In Hong Kong, we
can... 没有. Yes, Sumuki got a dashi.
But it might, no. You might be able to get it on Taobao. You just put flat rice or chipped rice.
也许在淘宝上能够找到。你们就输入这个扁米、扁平米或
Type in the English. Just type
或者是直接把英文打上去，英文。
In Hong Kong, we get because from India they send.
我们在香港有，因为是直接从印度来的。
In the Indian shops, you can find this flat rice.
在香港的印度商店可以买到这种扁米。
So, anyway, so how do they prepare it?
他们是怎么做的呢?
As I mentioned, they cook, they boil the rice in the husk, and then they make it flat, and then they dry it.
他们就连同这个稻米的稻壳就一起煮熟之后呢，然后把它压平，然后就晾干。
Then they take off the husk.
之后晾干之后就脱壳。
So, Raghunath Das, he had all the ingredients. He had the flat rice, the milk, the yogurt, bananas, and sugar.
Raghunath Das 就拥有了所有这些成分，扁米。酸奶、牛奶、香蕉、甜品，还有糖。
So first, he soaked the flat rice in milk to make it soft. Doesn't take very long. You soak it maybe for 4 or 5 minutes, and it becomes soft.
首先，他将这种扁米放在牛奶当中，也许4-5分钟就变软了。
And then he divided, then he mixed one part with yogurt, bananas, and sugar.
分出一份来放在酸奶、香蕉和糖当中。
So it was a little bit sweet and sour.
就有一点酸甜味。
And then the other, he mixed with condensed milk and...Bananas.
另外一份他放在炼乳和香蕉当中。
So they had two types. One was yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other was condensed milk, which is like, you know, condensed milk, and bananas. So both were sweet, and one of them was a little bit sweet and sour.
所以他就把这个成分呢分成两份一份放在酸奶、香蕉、糖当中，这是有点酸甜味儿。另外一份呢是放在炼乳、浓炼乳还有香蕉，这个就是甜味儿。
As we know, Indian people they like their sweets.
我们知道印度人喜欢甜品。
And for Chinese people, often their sweets are too sweet.
对于中国人来说，他们印度人的甜食太甜。
Of course, at that time, there wasn't white sugar.
当然了，在当时500年前没有白糖。
White sugar, we know, is not very healthy. And that's why many Indian people, if you see, you go to India, they're all quite big. Many of them are quite big. because they eat too many sweets, too much white sugar.
白糖对身体的健康不好。但印度人呢，我们去印度看到很多印度人，他们块头很大，因为他们吃很多的甜食。
Especially white sugar. That's the problem, is the white sugar.
尤其是白糖，问题就出在白糖上面。
High blood pressure, diabetes, because too much white sugar.
高血压、糖尿病都跟白糖有关。
Big problems in India.
这是印度人的一个大问题。
But 500 years ago, there wasn't, they had sweets, but not made from white sugar.
500年前当时的印度呢有甜品，但不是用白糖做的。
It was either made from gur, you know gur, molasses. Gur manis, you know.
But in Chinese, no Chinese.
Brown sugar. It's like it's the more pure form. It's the more pure form from the sugar cane.
在印度呢，他们称之为 gur 和 molasses， 就是相当于中国的红糖或者是棕糖，
yeah.
就是甘蔗汁啊，甘蔗汁它成为糖之后的第一道工序。
Or sometimes also they use bintang, which is also better.
或者有时候他们用冰糖挺好的。
More healthy, yeah. So this is the kind of sugar they use, not white sugar. So they were much more healthy, because that's much more healthy than white sugar, which is basically rubbish.
So these are also sugar, but they are healthier than white sugar. White sugar is actually garbage.
So anyway, these were the two items, milk, yogurt,Sugar and bananas was one preparation, and then the other preparation was this condensed milk, of course, sugar and bananas.
所以呢，刚才我们说过，就这个他们做的这个大餐当中，就是分成两份，一份是由酸奶、香蕉、糖做成的，有点酸甜味，还有另外一份呢，是由炼乳、糖还有香蕉做成的，是甜的。
So, Lord Nityananda was sitting under this tree, and around him were all of his different intimate associates.
主 Nityananda 就坐在一棵大树下，四周怀有亲密的同友所环绕。
And like I mentioned, many of Lord Nityananda's intimate associates, they are...Cowherd boys from Krishna Lila.
我刚才说了，在主尼天安的同游，亲密同游，主要是主 Krishna 小时光当中的牧牛童们。
Just like you may have heard, Krishna has eight. There are eight most intimate gopis.
你们听说过 Krishna 有？
Yeah, so for cowherd boys, there are 12. The 12 most intimate cowherd boy friends of Krishna and Balaram. There are 12.
Krishna Balarama, 他们有12位最主要的亲密同游，牧牛童。
So, of course, and they came as Mahaprabhu's pastimes, then they became the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda.
在马哈帕布的消时光当中，他们前来就降临，成为主尼加南。
So they all sat around him.
他们全都围绕着主尼加南的坐在那里。
And everyone was given two pots, one with the milk, one with the condensed milk bananas and chip rice, The other with the yogurt, sugar, and chip rice. Everyone was given two small pots.
每个人面前呢摆着两个陶罐，一个陶罐盛放着牛奶、香蕉和扁米做成的甜品，另外一个陶罐盛放着由酸奶、糖和扁米做成的甜品。
And more and more people were coming, so Raghunath Das was sending his people to more and more distant villages to buy the items.
这时候呢，越来越多的人就出现了，所以 Raghunath Das 就派他手下的人去更加遥远一点的村子来买这些甜品的原材料。
So many people...And of course, everybody wanted to be close to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They didn't want to be so far away.
有这么多的人，他们都想靠近主尼天南的帕布，不想离得很远。
But then, because there was no place on the land, people began to stand in the Ganga, in the river Ganga, with their two pots and began eating their flat rice.
因为陆地上已经没地方了。所以呢，有的人就站在恒河里，手里捧着两罐甜品。
And in this way, they were eating in the water. They were eating in the water itself.
他们就这样就站在恒河当中的在吃着这个甜品。
Because they wanted to be able to see Lord Nityananda, but they didn't want to be so far away.
就是因为他们急切的想。靠近尼田南的帕布，不想离他很远。
So in this way, everybody was having prasadam, this flat rice prasadam with Lord Nityananda and his associates.
就这样，就每个人和主尼田南的及其亲密的同游，在荣耀着由扁米做成的 prasadam。
So then one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya also living in Panihati.
主 Chaitanya 有一个伟大的奉献者也居住在 Panihati.
His name is Raghava Pandit.
名叫 Raghava Pandit.
So he was well known for many things.
他有很多他有很多的特点，很著名。
But he was also known for his, not he, but his family, his wife and his sister and others. They were known for their wonderful prasadam preparation.
他的妻子还有他的姐妹都以就擅长做 prasadam 而闻名。
So every day, sorry, once a year,The devotees from Bengal, they would go to Mayapur, they would go to Jagannath Puri.
所以每年一年一度，孟加拉的奉献者都会前往 Jagannath Puri.
And Raghava Pandit's wife and sister, and they would prepare prasadam to take to Lord Chaitanya, different snack prasadam.
然后潘吉特的妻子和他的姐妹就做好了就是 snack 就是那种零食的 prasad 就带给住在 Jagannath Puri 的主 Chaitanya
Because of course Lord Chaitanya he grew up in Bengal and so he was very fond of the Bengal cooking items
主 Chaitanya 是诞生在孟加拉，所以特别喜欢吃孟加拉的这个食物。
So there is what's called Raghava Pandit's bag.
就有一个就叫做 Raghava Pandit 的篮子。
Because every year he would take a bag of prasadam to Jagannath Puri, all of Lord Chaitanya's favorite items.
因为每一年他都会拿 一大包主柴丹尼亚最喜欢吃的食物带到扎格纳普瑞。
So there's in the Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there's this very well-known term, Raghava Pandit's bag.
在马哈帕布的消时光当中呢，有一个著名的词，就叫 Raghava Pandit 的大袋子。
Which is a collection of prasadam items they would take yearly for Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, all his favorite items.
这是每年给主 Chaitanya居住在查格纳普瑞的主柴丹尼亚带去的他最喜欢吃的 prasadam 的所有各式各样的 prasadam 就包成了一大包给他带去。
So he also lived in Panihati. This was the place where he lived also.
Panihati 是他自己本人的居住的地方。
So when he saw this big prasadam of flat rice, he also brought many items for Lord Chananda.
当他看到了这个扁米的 prasadam, 他也给主尼天恩的带来了他自己的 prasadam.
Different items, not flat rice, but other items.
不是扁米 prasadam, 而是各式各样其他种类的 prasadam.
So he said, he came to Lord Nityananda, he said, I have already prepared so many items for you, for the deity,that's been offered for the deity for you, but here you are eating this flat rice, but what about these other items?
Raghava Pandit 就跟尼天恩的阿布说我已经给你准备了给神像供奉过的各式各样的prasad, 可是呢你却吃着这些扁米的 prasad, 那我做的那些其他的种类的怎么办呢?
So Lord Nityananda said,
主尼天安的说,
I will come to your home at night and I'll eat it.
我夜里去你家再吃。
For now, I want to have this picnic.
现在我想做一个野餐。
Picnic.
野外的户餐。
That I am a cowherd. I'm a cowherd boy. And as cowherd boys, we would always sit on the bank of the Jamuna and have a picnic for lunch.
我是一个牧牛童。我们牧牛童呢，喜欢坐在亚穆纳河岸边野餐。
So this is what we are doing now.
我们现在就在野餐。
So Lord Nityananda, he made Raghava Pandit sit down and also gave him two pots of this flat rice and Raghava Pandit Prabhu, he also began taking this prasadam.
他就让 Raghava Pandit 也坐了下来给他两罐这种扁米的 prasad 让他所以 Raghava Pandit Prabhu 也 同时呢也坐了下来开始荣耀 prasad。
So then at this time, through his meditation, Lord Nityananda invited Lord Chaitanya to come.
到了这个时候，主尼天安南的就开始冥想，在冥想当中呢，邀请主 Chaitanya 来。
But only, not all the devotees could see, only the very intimate devotees could see that Lord Chaitanya had also come with Lord Nityananda Prabhu's invitation.
并非所有的奉献者都能亲眼目睹，但是有一些亲密的奉献者能够看见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也来了和 Nityananda Prabhu 在一起。
So after Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda stood up.
Mahaprabhu 一到 Nityananda Prabhu 就起身迎接他。
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu then took the flat rice from the pot and put into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya.
Nityananda Prabhu 从陶罐中就拿起扁米 prasad 就放进了主尼主 Chaitanya 的口中。
And then Lord Chaitanya did the same.
主 Chaitanya 也同样的回报给他。
So Lord Nityananda then began walking through. Everyone was taking prasadam, and he began walking through everybody, walking down the lines and so on.
每个人呢，现在都在那里荣耀着 prasadam。主尼提亚南达呢，就沿着这个人群，一排一排的人群，就穿过，就是经过所有荣耀 prasadam 的人的封建者面前。
And he was just being funny, was just having a good time.
他就是在那里，就因为他很滑稽。所以呢，他就很享受着这种活动。
So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they walked through the crowds of people, and they were feeding each other from the pots. But only the fortunate devotees, you know, intimate devotees, could see what was happening.
主 Chaitanya, 主 Nityananda, 就这样穿越着人群，就从奉献者的陶罐当中就拿出了这个 prasad， 就喂到了彼此的口中。只有非常幸运的亲密的奉献者才能够亲眼目睹这一情景。
After doing that for some time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu returned to the tree where he was sitting with Lord Chaitanya and arranged for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit down.And they continued to take this flat rice prasadam.
之后，主尼提亚南达帕布又回到先前坐的大树下，他让主柴坦尼亚马帕布也一同坐下来，两个人，两位主就继续荣耀着扁米的 prasad.
And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he encouraged everybody to chant the name of Hari.
主尼提亚南达帕布鼓励众人唱诵主哈瑞的圣名。
So as they were taking prasadam, all the different people and devotees, they were all chanting the Lord's name also.
在众人荣耀 prasadam 的期间，他们也同时歌颂着主哈瑞的圣名。
And then more and more people were coming, so you know More and more people were also coming to sell, you know, because when there's many people, people come there and sell things, right? That's also very common.
就随着越来越多的人出现，也出现了商贩。
Whenever there's a large, even in China also, right? There's a large crowd of people and suddenly...Many people are there selling umbrellas or hats or water or drinks or whatever.
在中国也是，有很多人聚集的地方，人越来越多的人群出现的时候呢，中间呢也会出现一些人就开始卖伞呢，卖帽子，卖水或者卖饮料。
So India the same, and even 500 years ago also the same.
印度也跟中国一样，甚至五百年前也是一样的。
When the business people heard, oh, so many people are there, they all brought their bananas and yogurt and milk and sugar, and they began to sell. And Raghunath Das, he bought it all.
所以当这些商人们就是纷纷前来贩卖，这些扁米呀、啊。酸奶呀、香蕉啊、糖啊 ，Raghunath Das 就统统的都买了下来。
And preparing more and distributing more.
就做更多的 prasad 来派发。
So after Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he gave his remnants to Raghunath Das. One pot. Lord Nityananda had 4 pots. So 1 pot he gave to Raghunath Das.
当猪尼提亚南达他有4罐，所以当他吃完之后，他就把其中的1罐给了 Raghunath Das。
And the other 3 pots one of the Lord's associates distributed the remnants to all the devotees.
剩下的三罐，主柴坦尼亚，主尼提亚南的一位同流就拿来派给了所有在场的奉献者。
So Raghunath Das, of course, he was so happy to receive the Lord's remnant, so he ate some, and then he gave to the people who were helping him, to his own associates.
Raghunath Das 当然非常高兴接到主尼提亚南达的 prasad， 他吃了一些，然后呢，把剩下的就还把一些拿来给他的助手和同游们吃。
And then, as he said before, at night time, then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he went to the house of Raghava Pandit.
正像主尼提亚南达帕布之前承诺的，到了夜间，他去了 Raghava Pandit 家中。
And they began, he began big kirtan in the house of Raghava Pandit Prabhu with the devotees.
并在 Raghavat Pandit Prabhu 的家中和所有奉献者举行 Kirtan.
And then he took dinner prasadam.
他还接受了晚餐的 prasad.
The prasadam that Raghavat Pandit prepared.
由 Raghavat Pandit做的 prasad.
And like during the day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Lord Chaitanya, who also came to take prasadam.
跟白天一样，主尼提亚南达帕布也呼唤主柴坦尼亚马帕布一同来荣耀 prasad.
But again, only the fortunate intimate devotees could see.
还和白天一样。就只有那些幸运的亲密的同游才能看见这一幕。
It said that Lord Chaitanya, he would come to the home of Raghava Pandit every day to take prasadam.
据说主 Chaitanya 每一天都来 Raghava Pandit 的家中荣耀 prasad。
Because, as I mentioned before, his family was especially well known for cooking many wonderful items for the deity and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
我刚才说过，就是他的家人呢，就是非常有名，他们为神像、为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做各式各样的美味佳肴。
Sometimes Raghava Pandit Prabhu could see.But sometimes the Lord would not reveal himself.
有时候 Raghavat Pandit 能够看见，但有的时候主柴坦尼亚马哈巴布不揭示他自己。
But he would come every day.
但是他确实是天天都去他家。
So they, after Lord Nityananda finished prasadam, the devotees said, Oh, Raghunath Das, let him take prasadam also.
主尼提亚南达荣耀了 prasadam 之后呢，奉献者就说，让 Raghunath Das 也荣耀 prasad 吧。
But Raghava Pandit said, No, no, he will take later.
但是Raghava Pandit 说不不不他晚一点再荣耀
So later Raghava Pandit shared the remnants of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu He shared that with Raghunath Das
后来就晚一点的时候 Raghava Pandit 就把主 Chaitanya 主 Nityananda 的寄语就分享给了 Raghunath Das.
That's why Raghava Pandit said he will take later, because he gave the remnants to him later when others were not aware.
这就是他为什么说 Raghunath Das 晚一点在荣耀的原因，因为他会把主 Chaitanya 主 Nityananda 的寄语就私下里分享给 Raghunath Das， 不让其他的人知道。
So the next day,
第二天
after Lord Nityananda Prabhu did his morning duties and bathed, and he was sitting under the same tree from the previous day.
当主 Nityananda 履行完清晨的职责，沐浴更衣之后，他继续了回到先前头一天坐在的那棵大树之下坐下来。
So Raghunath Das came.
Raghunath Das来了。
And through Raghava Pandit, in other words, Raghava Pandit spoke on behalf of Raghunath Das.
Raghava Pandit 这时候就代表就替 Raghunath Das 说话了。
Because Raghava Pandit Prabhu was the senior, he was more elderly and senior and also a very great devotee.
因为 Raghava Pandit Prabhu 他是年长的有资深的伟大奉献者。
Raghunath Das was quite relatively young at that time.
当时 Raghunath Das 相对是年轻的奉献者。
So through Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das spoke to Nityananda Prabhu.
就通过 Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das 就跟主 Nityananda Prabhu 在说。
And he said, I want to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他说，我希望托庇 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花主。
Many times I try, but I'm never successful.
我尝试了很多次，但是从未成功。
Each time I try, my mother and father, they stop me.
每一次我尝试，我做着尝试的时候，我的父母都阻止了我。
Of course, Raghunath Das was also feeling very unworthy. I mean, he was, you know, who am I?He wasn't feeling like he was qualified, so he was also expressing with much humility.
Raghunath Das, 他自己感觉自己不配，没有资格。他非常的谦卑。
But he said,
但是他说
No one can attainThe shelter of Lord Chaitanya without your mercy means without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy.
没有您，就是没有 Nityananda Prabhu 的仁慈，没有人可以，托庇主 Chaitanya.
So he said, although I am unfit and I feel embarrassed to ask you.I request you, please, you be merciful and allow me to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
虽然我自己感觉自己不配，我也很难为情，但是我请求你给我仁慈，赐予仁慈，允许我托庇于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 莲花足。
Will you please put your lotus feet on my head, and in this way you bless me to receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy and shelter.
我恳求您把您的莲花足放在我的头顶，祝福我，让我能够获得主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，得到他的庇护。
So he asked this through Raghava Pandit Prabhu.
所以他是透过 Raghava Pandit Prabhu 来替他说话的。
So, Lord Nityananda smiled.
主尼提亚南达他不微微笑了。
And he told the devotees.
他告诉在场的奉献者们。
That the opulence of Raghunath Das is like that of Indra.
Raghunath Das 的富裕好像天帝 Indra.
Yeah.
Raghunath Das 他拥有天帝 Indra 的富裕，跟他的富裕一样。
We already spoke before, right? His family was basically they were billionaires at that time. They were basically billionaires.
那我们在课中讲到 Raghunath Das 的家族是亿万富翁啊，就当时的就是亿万富翁了。
So Lord Nityananda told the devotees, his wealth is like that of Indra, but he does not care.
主尼提亚南达就对奉献者们说 ，Raghunath Das 的富裕跟天帝 Indra 的富裕一样，但是。他却毫不在意。
And then he requested all the devotees, you all please give him your blessings that he can receive Lord Chaitanya's shelter very soon.
他请求所有的奉献者祝福 Raghunath Das, 好让他很快不久就能获得主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的庇护。Hare Krishna.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. So then Lord Nityananda himself, he placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head.
这时候主尼提亚南达本人就亲自把他的足放在了 Raghunath Das 的头上
and told him
对他说
the other day you arranged yesterday you arranged this feast on the bank of the Ganga
昨天你在恒河岸边安排了大餐
and Lord Chaitanya cameto show you his mercy. And he also ate some of the flat rice and milk.
主 Chaitanya 亲自来展示他的仁慈他也吃了扁米饭和牛奶。
And then at night he went to the home of Raghava Pandit to dance and take prasadam there also to show you his mercy.
晚上主 Chaitanya 去了 Raghava Pandit 的家中在那里跳舞以此方式也向你展示了他的仁慈
So you can be sure that all your impediments to take shelter are now gone
你可以放心现在你脱避于他的所有障碍已经一扫而光了
Lord Chaitanya will accept you and he will place you under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami
主 Chaitanya 将接受你将你放在 Swarup Damodar Goswami 的庇护之下放在他的照顾之下
So go home
你现在回家。
Very soon, you will gain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
很快，你将获得主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 莲花足的庇护。
And again, Lord Nityananda had all the devotees there, all his intimate associates, bless him.
再一次的你天南的帕布请求所有他的亲密的同游们祝福 Raghunath Das
So then Raghunath Das left he left.
Rabindranath Das 就这样离开了。
Well, he took leave, he didn't just leave, but he took leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees.
Rabindranath Das, 他就向 Nityananda Prabhu 和他的奉献者们请辞。
And then Raghava Pandit Prabhu took Raghunath Das to his home, had him see the deity, gave him some deity garlands.
Raghava Pandit Prabhu 就把 Raghunath Das 带回家中，让他见神像，并且给了他神像佩戴过的花环。
And gave him a lot of prasadam, because Raghava Pandit Prabhu's home.Is known for its prasadam.
并还有很多的 prasadam, 因为 Raghava Pandit 家中呢就以各式各样的 prasadam 闻名。
And then Raghunath Das also gave a large donation to Raghava Pandit Prabhu and asked him to share it with all the devotees.
之后，Raghunath Das 就给 Raghava Pandit 一大笔捐款，请求他就把这个捐款和奉献者们分享。
To offer Vaishnava Seva.
来从事于 Vaishnava Seva.
So very soon after that.
很快，不久。
Raghunath Das made his plan to escape.
Raghunath Das 就计划着 逃离家庭。
But remember, the watchman, his father had kept 10 watchmen to watch him always.
他的父亲呢，安排了十个卫兵，就日日夜夜的，就监视着他。
So he had to think deeply how to plan his escape.
所以他必须得好好想想该怎么才能 逃离家庭。
So he made some plan and he escaped.
他做了一些计划，最终呢就 逃走了。Sorry,
I'm just finding the right place.
So, 大家等一会儿，他不正在找。
And of course, he was always worried that he would be caught again.
当然呢 Raghunath Das 他总是担心会被再次抓回家中。
And he didn't go through the general paths, because if he went through the normal paths, he would have been found. So he went, you know, through the back paths, through the jungle paths.
他没有走大路，就是人们一般走的那种大路，而是选择了后面的丛林，从这样的路上小路逃跑。
So it said that he walked about 30 miles a day.
每天要行走30英里。
And of course, by now, the parents discovered that he had left home.
他的父母发现自己的儿子离家出走了。
And they were completely unhappy.
特别的不高兴，父母就非常的不快乐。
And he, Raghunath Das, continued his journey.
Raghunath Das 就继续自己的旅途。
And he was only thinking of the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
一心内心只想着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的庇护。
So it says he reached Jagannath Puri within about 2 weeks, and he was walking about 30 miles a day.
据说他只仅仅花了两周的时间就到达了 Jagannath Puri, 因为他日行30英里。
It's not so far away. Jagannath Puri is not so far away from where he lived.
Jagannath Puri 离他的住的地方实际上也不太远。
So finally he arrived in Jagannath Puri.
他终于抵达了 Jagannath Puri.
And he came to where Lord Chaitanya was, who was sitting with Sri Damodar Goswami.
就来到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sri Damodar 一起坐着的地方。
So he paid his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya.
他向主 Chaitanya 五体顶拜。
Caught hold of his lotus feet.
抓住了主 Chaitanya 的莲花足。
And then Lord Chaitanya embraced him.
主 Chaitanya 拥抱了 Raghunath Das.
And then he did the same, not only to Lord Chaitanya, he did the same.To Sri Damodar Goswami and the other Vaishnavas who were there.
他又向 Sarup Damodar Goswami 和在场的其他的 Vaishnava 也都五体顶拜。
And the pastime goes on, but he has received the mercy of the shelter now of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri.
还有其他的小时光，总之他就获得了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈和庇护。
And this he was able to do by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu and the Vaishnavas with Nityananda Prabhu.
他之所以能够成功的取得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的庇护，是因为有 Nityananda Prabhu还有他的同游们的，其实还有 Vaishnava 们的祝福。
So this is our lesson.
这就是我们应当从这个小时光当中吸取的、学到的教导。
It's not always easy to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. We all experience different obstacles.
要取得 Chaitanya 主 Chaitanya 的庇护不是那么容易的事情，我们都
Go ahead.
就我们都也是有一些障碍的。
We have our personal obstacles and then so many external obstacles, maybe family, maybe whatever. But then we have our own personal obstacles also.
我们有个人的障碍，也有一些外在的障碍，来自于家庭的。但是呢，就是我们也有来自于个人的障碍。
Like Raghunath Das, of course, he didn't have any internal obstacles. His obstacles were his family.
比如 Raghunath Das, 他内心没有障碍，但是家庭对他有障碍。
But he was consistent. He never gave up. As we heard from his incident, he never ever gave up. Always kept trying.
但是他坚持不懈，从不放弃。那我们从 他的消失光当中听到，他一直在努力着，从来没有放弃过。
And eventually, by pleasing Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, he received their mercy, blessings, and then he was able to go to Jagannath Puri and receive the shelter of Lord Chaitanya.
最后因为他取得了主 Nityananda 和 Nityananda 的同游的仁慈祝福， Raghunath Das 最后最终到达了 Jagannath Puri， 得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的庇护。
So without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, also no way we can receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy and shelter.
没有主 Nityananda 的仁慈，是不能取得主 Chaitanya 的仁慈和庇护的。
And of course, there's more about Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri, and after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, he went to Vrindavan. Many more pastimes are there.
当然在 Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Das 有很多的消失光。在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 隐居之后，他去了 Vrindavan, 在 Vrindavan 有一些消失光。
But this is the incident of the Panihati Chida Dahi Utsava.
这就是这个扁米和酸奶的节日的消失光。
So, it's 9 o'clock, so we should finish.
现在已经9点了，我们应该结束了。
If there are questions, we can take them next week.
如果有问题，我们下周回答。
好。
Finished?
Yes. So,
okay.
Thank you everybody for listening today, and pray you have a nice day, and we can remember Lord Nityananda's nature and his kindness and his blessings to Raghunath Das Goswami.
感谢所有 Vaishnava 的聆听，祈祷你们今天度过一个美好的一天，能够铭记着主 Nityananda 的天性， Nityananda 主 Nityananda 的仁慈，主 Nityananda 他的祝福，他是如何祝福了 Raghunath Das Goswami 的。
And again, if you don't have that book on Lord Nityananda's pastimes, I believe it's still available. There's still copies, so you can inquire and hopefully get a copy and read more about Lord Nityananda Prabhu's wonderful mercy and character and nature and so on.
就是再次就像我们课中讲到的，就是有这个主尼加南的消失光的这本书叫 Charitamrita Nityananda， 现在呢还有一些书籍现有的，您可以咨询一下谁那里有，然后就读一下主尼加南的消失光，他的美好的品质，他的仁慈，他的天性。
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, there's no time for the Jagannath Snan Yatra. It's already 9 o'clock.
那 Jagannath Snan 就 Jagannath 的沐浴节，这个我们就没有时间讲了。
So yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 百坤的知音服务员一聆听，非常感谢 Chandrasekhar Acharya Prabhu 给我们带来的精彩的讲课。也非常感谢所有 Vaishnava 的聆听，祝大家有一个美好的聚节的一天，谢谢 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna